Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Radiant Black Podcast. Today, we're going to be giving you another edition of the Radiant Black Shortcast, a shorter edition of our podcast where we talk about several things. On today's menu, we're giving you the best comics of 2023, and these are just our favorite comics, okay? So take everything with a grain of salt. We don't have them in a particular order. I'm joined by, of course, Ali, aka Firefly, Radiant Matt, and Charlie. And we're going to start today with Firefly's list. Go ahead.
All right, and like Bash said, you know, this is the books that we've enjoyed the most in 2023. And the first one for me would be Once Upon a Time at the End of the World. It's a book by Jason Aaron. It started, I think it's about ending its second arc right now. It's a deep, emotional, gut-wrenching adventure with a focusing on a pair of characters in a post-apocalyptic world. And halfway through, changed with a new art team with Layla DeLuca, and it's been fantastic sense. So definitely check it out. Sweet. Next up, I had the Transformers. So this was actually the intro to the series for me, apart from like watching movies and the old animated shows. But it's been great so far. Daniel Ward Johnson, you know, you can't ask for anything more.
Yeah, good pick. Good pick.
And then World's Finest, in my opinion, I'm sure everyone here will agree to. It's been the most consistent book since it came out. Almost 2 years now. Every time it comes out, it's at the top of my reading list. Great art by Dan Mora. Mark Waid hasn't disappointed so far. And then the latest arc connecting it to Kingdom Come has been amazing. That next one. All right, next one. I had to put a Massiverse book. No one has been my pick. I'm sure you guys have picked, you know, the one we're all thinking about, but no one has been my pick. There's nothing really like it out there in terms of like the mystery, the vibe that's going on. And then pair that with the podcasts that come out with each book. It's an experience every time you read a new one issue.
Surprised you got it that high. I love it though. Love it.
Really? Yeah, all right. Next up, I got Immortal Hulk. I've never read it until like 4 months ago. And I got my hand on the Omni, and I'm not done with it yet. I'm about like issue 22 right now. So it's ramping up. I'm excited to find out about this green door that everybody's talking about. So I'll let you know how it goes at the end of the year when I'm done.
Cool. That's exciting.
And then honorable mention, Superior Spider-Man. I happen to be a fan of Dan Slott, and this series gives me like that nostalgia from the Slott era, and then Mark Bagley on top. It can't get any better.
Nice. Well said. Yeah, great list. I've read a lot of those books myself and honestly enjoyed them. I don't know about anyone else, but yeah, really like that.
Awesome.
Yeah, next up we've got my list, so I'll put that up here in a second, and we'll start off with 20th Century Men. This book was really like, it's just a lot of things, honestly. It's hard to read because there's a lot of text, there's a lot of deep dark themes, but I think it's especially fitting for when it came out. It's a good social critique, social commentary on the state of the world, on many things. And it explores it through an array of like really interesting characters with diverse backgrounds. So you get a lot of different perspectives. And I think that's really key. The artwork is amazing. There's some really experimental stuff with this book, but there's also some really innovative stuff with this book. I'm not sure if I remember correctly, but I think there was a lot of Eisner buzz for this book. If not, then that's a miss from them, because this book is fantastic. If you haven't read this, I highly, highly recommend it. It's really good. You can get the collected edition cheap, and it's really thick because each issue is almost double size. So it's like a really meaty story. Next up, I have Transformers. Honestly, what can I say? Like this book, this book made me a huge like fan of Transformers. I've always been like into Transformers because I've seen the movies, the live action movies, but I never really had a good place to start. Kind of missed the train on the IDW stuff when it started. I just got like, it was just way too deep into it. Kind of like how X-Men is right now, like in the Krakoa, like very end of post-Krakoa stage before it goes on to the new stuff. So, you know, you can see I have my literal like Starscream right here. There you go. Nice. So yeah, no, I'm really enjoying this book. It's made me a ravenous Transformers fan. I'm consuming like everything Transformers I have, like action figures, the animated show, the movies, the comics, old comics. Just love it. So can't recommend this book enough. It's one of the best.
I'd say, you know, the book is good, right? It makes you dive into the past stuff. And yeah, no, that's great. Good to hear, man.
This book is, I think, one of the biggest surprises for me because I'm not particularly like taken to Tom King. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm not particularly like a big fan of his, but he does good work. I'm not going to like lie either. He has some bangers, and this is one of them. I think this is the most underrated work he's done, even more than Human Target, because I think because of the artwork of Greg Smallwood, who has a very like nice mainstream appeal, in my opinion, because of like how, you know, borderline realistic it is, but also there's abstract in terms of the coloring, in terms of the beauty and the setting. I think with Phil Hester, you have a different kind of palette entirely, but I love Phil Hester. I think he's one of the best. So this book is a huge surprise. You don't really need to know anything as long as you know who Slam Bradley is in some capacity, even if you don't know much about him and you know a little bit about Gotham, you should be good in this one. I can't recommend it enough. I really can't. This book is really underrated. It's really, really good. The other one, okay, Maple Terrace. So this book just made me so happy. Like, this is the book that I honestly look forward to the most in 2023. Like, this and Transformers, I think it was between those two, like, which is like the book that I was like, I can't wait to read it. Like, genuinely, like, I can't wait. Like, I can't. Like, I reread them multiple times because I'm just like, this is so good. This is one of them. I think sometimes comic books are meant to be fun, obviously, sometimes, all the time. They're meant to be fun. They're not always meant to be super serious. They don't have to be social commentary all the time. Sometimes giving me something like Calvin and Hobbes is perfect. And that's pretty much what this was, except there was a big nostalgia factor. If you're a kid growing up during the 90s, if you ever read a Wizard magazine, if you know who Spawn is, if you know anything about comics, I highly recommend picking this up. It's just such a good time. You'll appreciate this. I think anyone can pick this up and enjoy this. It's one of those comics. It really is. Like, you can just give it to anyone and they can enjoy it. But if you read comics, you'll enjoy it more. So the final one, I think, is Rogue Son. Yeah, I had to put a Massive Verse
book as well. I think I've heard of this one, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to put Radiant Black because even though I think Radiant Black, especially recently, has come through in the quality and might have just recently, again, once again, surpassed Rogue Son as the best title in the Massiverse, I think that comes with a lot of baggage because it's been a lot of delays and things like that. So I really want it to be fair. And Rogue Son has kept it consistent for the most part. It's not been delayed. And we've gotten just fantastic progression. It's really built on everything that's been set up before, and it's setting up even more for the future. Ryan has already teased us that issue 19 is, obviously we're not stopping at issue 18. Issue 19 is coming, and it's going to be another experimental issue, not a do your own story, choose your own story, but something else. But just the fact that they're continuing to innovate and take risks and do something like that is so much fun. So like, just makes me happy and excited as a reader. So, and I've really found myself a lot more taken with this part of the Massiverse as of yet, like as of recently. Like, I really find that I'm more interested in Dylan and those, just because he's done, like Ryan and co and everyone involved, Abel, Natalia, Becca, they've done such a good job of crafting such a like an amazing, you know, supernatural part of the Massiverse. So I couldn't recommend it enough for anyone, really, even if you're new to the Massiverse. I always recommend this because it's so good.
Yeah,
I think that's it for me. So next up, oh, thank you. Next up, we've got Matt, who I'm pulling up his list here in a sec.
Let's see. Right. And for those with ADD, we're in order here, but then the order switches up when we go to the widescreen. So I was almost going to say, Charlie should go ahead of me.
Yeah, no, I was thinking the same thing.
Okay. Anyways, technically, this is kind of a cheat. This was released in Kickstarter a couple years ago, but of course, we got it in weekly with all the books printed in three awesome jam-packed issues. It's great. We've sang his praises before. I don't want to reiterate too much, but it's great. It's inspiring. It's what you need. I think it's a great book to recommend to that younger teenage audience. And I feel like it's got the most hopeful elements in it of the Massiverse books, and just really makes you feel like anything's possible, almost, not just like, okay, here's my bank account, I'm fucked, kind of. But yeah, I just dig it, and I really love it. The art's amazing. And yeah, next one, Godzilla versus Kong. I mean, Brian Buccellato is killing it here. He's got all the toys and even the Toy Master included in the series. He's just nailing it with, he's thinking, Brian knows what the strengths of this universe is. We're using all these characters amazingly. We got the Justice League. We're doing good stuff with Supergirl. Of course, you want Grodd in there. I'm not going to spoil too much, but like, this is just like kind of like first issue shit, but it's really good. And the art's amazing. And I feel like everyone's done justice, and it's a ton of characters involved and they all make sense. And I'm just digging it. So yeah. And then I have another Buccellato pick, but not to spoil it, but Rogue Son, don't want to, say repeat Bash's words here, but it's amazing. The Rogues Gallery, you think of all the characters that you're invested in, and what, like 17 issues or something like that. You've got Dottie, you've got the whole Bell family, you've got Marcus, and the stuff going inside the Sunstone has been super engaging and minimal delays. And yeah, Radiant Black had a bit of a rocky year. Otherwise, it would have made my list. It's been really great when it's hit. When it hits, it hits. But I feel like, I don't know, there was so much hype going into the event that kind of derailed it. And Rogue Sun has just been so damn consistent. There's a reason we have another podcast covering Rogue Sun, because it's fucking amazing.
Fair enough. Yeah.
And totally. Ryan's,
I agree more.
Yeah, the art team is amazing. Ryan's killing it. Like, the writing, everything is just flowing perfectly, and it's weaved the amazing narrative, and you've got a rich world in just under 20 issues. And yeah, Midlife, gotta love it. It's more grounded. Buccioletto, we interviewed him, and this guy gets it, right? He's really inspiring off the screen and on the page with the Midlife stuff. It's a different angle. It's a little bit older than me, but you still, it still hits you with all the drama and just the dialogue with people, with the friends and everything, the friend group that you see in the series. It's just amazing. I'm an issue behind, but like, I'm loving it. And the Firefighter stuff, the Legacy stuff, it's just really engaging, and it's depressing, but the kind of but it's like inspiring at the same time. It's a good mixture that I really love, so I've been digging that. And my last one, Arcade Kings is great. Bash recommended this to me. Look at it, it's like Beautiful Joe, the art style. You want to pick that up. Like, if I was a parent and I had like a young kid, I'd be like, this is the book we're getting. Look at it, it's amazing. It's that arcade kind of feel that I love. It was a great year for fighting games, and this is no different. It's inspired by a lot of stuff. They use fight sticks. It's just, it's all you want. It's the arcade. You got Dylan Burnett working on it, which is like Rogue Sun and Radiant Black as well, which I love. So it's almost another Massiverse pick, almost cheating. But yeah, Image kills it. I fucking love Image, everything they stand for, everything they do. They're just really great with making sure creators put out the best books possible and really care about the reader. It's not, they're not included in the big two. And even though they are massively successful, they still have that torch of creativity and artistry and stuff like that, that you just see the artists that are really passionate. They, you might cut their teeth at the big two, but then when they just let it fly with the Image, and Arcade Kings is no different, it fucking kicks ass. So there, those are my picks.
Awesome. I definitely gotta check out Arcade Kings. I know you guys have been talking about it for a while.
Yeah. Transformers is my honorable mention. That was a bad
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Totally, that one totally went over my head. Yeah, so I think it's me now, right? I kind of did an order here. I thought of an order. I started, we can say, I don't know if you have the pictures in order, Bash, but I started, just my number five was Inferno Girl Red. World's Finest isn't on my list actually at all.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, this is Ali's list.
Yeah, that's Ali's list. Yeah, that's Ali's list.
Let me show these. Oh, yeah, I see yours now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got IGR.
Yep, IGR is actually the first one that popped up.
Inferno Girl Red, like, what else can I say? It was great. Like, it was just such hype building into it, and it was such a good ending. It left us on our seats for Volume 2, which we now know is coming. So excited for that Kickstarter, and to me, easily the best physical copy that I got of 2023. The book itself is gorgeous, and that itself just makes me go back and just flip through it and read it. So that's my number five for sure. Number four for me, Green Lantern was up there for me. Definitely loved it. I was just happy to get a Green Lantern book back, really. I was happy to get it back consistently. It was a blast. They really went back to basics, but it was a lot of fun. And it was nice just to see Hal kind of back in his roots and just back at Ferris Air and all that. So Green Lantern was definitely that. Also, I want to mention the backup story too, was absolutely fantastic with Peter Tomasi and Massiverse own Darko Lafuente as well. They did a story of Sinestro's son. Runaway sons, and or a character that, so he thinks he's Sinestro's son, so it's kind of a super cool character. I think he's getting a spin-off story this year, so I'm super excited for that. And I just want to say that was probably my favorite Darko story I've ever kind of went through, so the backup was a huge bonus for me for Green Lantern. So yeah, that's on there too. Rogue Sun, what else can I say? I think anonymously now, or Ali didn't have it, but it could.
No,
there was Radiant Black podcast.
I knew a couple of
best book of 2023 is Rogue Sun. I think from our podcast vote. So that's good to see, but well deserving. I was just going through. It started at issue 10. Just how much he covered this year, starting with the Hellbent Saga. We had like what happened with Reggie. I won't spoil too much, but we got the Crystal Menagerie, and going through that, we had so many new villains introduced, and the therapy scene, and so many just cool little things. Yeah. Morningstar, just so much world building kind of came along. So Rogue Sun definitely had to be on the list for me. Yeah, the next one, and this one actually was my favorite book of this year for sure. Surprisingly, I did not expect this before I made this list for this to be my number one. I didn't expect this character to be able to make a number one on my list, to be honest. It's my favorite Clayface story I've ever personally read, ever. Who did it? It was Colin Kelly and Jackson Langzing, and this was just like perfect for, it was Basil Carlo, but it's just him going through Hollywood and him just trying to gain some sort of affection and kind of get his voice heard. And he kind of just gets himself kind of put in some bad situations, and it's his one bad day. But just the way the story was, you really felt for this guy. And Batman, obviously, I don't really want to spoil it, but Batman has a cool appearance too. But yeah, this story, I wasn't expecting it to hit me this hard when I picked it up. But I remember when I put it down, I was blown away for sure. So that was my favorite book of this year. But Justice Society of America, this book started, I think, at the end of 2022. I think the second issue was in 2023. So it's mostly been in, through this year. The issue I mostly picked, issue 8, was definitely my favorite for sure. Get our origin of Ruby Sokov, kind of an origin. The way this book is just going through eras with the Justice Society, and Helena Wayne is such a cool character. I find like she's kind of I find she's such a strong leading character to follow. I just like, I want to get as much as of her as I can. And she does a great job just going through eras, and they're just trying to stop a threat that threatens all of the Justice Society as a whole. So this was an epic book. They're trying to plant some other origins for some Golden Age Red Lantern and some other good stuff. Society of America, definitely up there for me as well.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for our Best of Comics 2023. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Radiant Black Shortcast, and we'll see you next time. Stay radiant.